spirit of the system. And he says that according to the Rambam Shita, the detachment from the Kumi Atzava, so then it is straight in the Gamma. From the Kumi Atzava, then it is straight in the Gamma. But I don't see, I mean, how we can fit the Washington Rambam. Because the Rambam's washing in Pyrektesis Simonim Shindauglu Ruban Kreite Bakushwante Shichem Niskapu Sharim Ruim Nishchite Sharim Ruim Nishchite. So he distinguishes, he says, Nidauglu the Ruban, and that, you know, since Yuri Rosh Nidauglu and the Rach explains the Nidauglu in that sentence, and after all, the Ribs Gilsen is also holding Nidauglu into it. And the old regime say Gaudu Yule means when one semen was detached from the other. And so when the Rambam says Gaudu Yule, he also probably means the same thing. He means one semen was detached from the other, then it's straightened. Then he says, the Rambam is Kapu. In other words, they became detached from the Kumi Atzavo, Sharon Rilishi. So then it's not straightened, but it's not Rilishi. I spent a lot of for any share. So why? Because inasmuch as Chiyas, the life of the day, is contingent upon the connect, and without the connect, the day cannot function. So Mele, the moment you shech the Kone, even though you didn't shech the patient as yet, so of the Din, you consider the Reye as if it had been cut out from the organism of Mele and put in a basket. Because functionally, it's like Imam Kabirikur. Like placed in the basket, function. Structurally, it's still attached to the organs, but functionally, it's like Imam Khabir Kurdam. So Mele, it's kosher. Omar Afim Loki Shochet Zahone, Vakim Mikra, Vakim. Mikvah Reik Sheer Omar Obe Velo Omar Rafshim Merokish Elo Bilei Hoyo Bichai Reye Huyo Bikon. So Mele we say the moment you shech the Kone, so the Reye is considered out of being as if it's already placed in a basket. And he doesn't, as if already placed in a basket. So Mele, no trifes can be chal on the rei. But suppose he was sheikhed the kone, and then, before he had an opportunity to share the reishet, so the behind the intestines of the behinde became perforated, then it is a soul, because the functioning of the intestines is contingent upon the patient. The functioning of the ray of the lungs is contingent upon the cornea. But the functioning of the dimai is contingent upon the life and the functioning of the patient. So Mele, according to Rabbi, suppose he chokhat is a patient, v'akei mikvu b'inayi, so it's also kosher, because Imam Kabir Kure, chokhat is a kone, Bhakti Nikva Veda. So it's Hoshea. So what does it mean? That vis-a-vis, what Rabbi is saying is simply that vis-a-vis the Reye, so the Shchita of the Koni is not. Vis-a-vis the Dimayim, the Shchita of the Veishet is not. And no more treifes can be had. As a matter of fact, the poskim say, the Shah says it, the Shemonor, the Bach also says it. I don't think anybody is holding on that. כנגד המוקים, כנגד המוקים ששוחד כבו אוכלים. זו משך זה, זה סיפר להם, היינה קיימים כבר שחיל סביש, אבל אחר ששוחד רובי קושי, אפילו לידום, לפסלינו כל יום חשחיתה, למיעוט בסר, ואוסום היינה למיעוט הנשר עצמא, אבל מה שנשחק פה, נשחק, נחשב, נשען הוכת מהיר האבסור והשחיתי כבר הולכים משהו כבר שרשי, שיש דבחס, נשור כוסי, ואף שעדיין מישהו תקונים בכל מוקים, עם טריפס פייסטו, ובנשת שנשחק פה, וכמישה כוסף הרעש, וחי פוסק משחוץ, ורעש בוסק, So in other words, suppose you shech the veishet, raw veishet, not you, even if you didn't cut the whole veishet, but the raw veishet, and then a nekef occurred in the veishet, after you shech the raw veishet, so it doesn't become great. Why? Because vis-a-vis the simen itself that was nishchat already, so that is enough. That is enough, vis-a-vis the whole organism. So we will require two simonim by name. But vis-a-vis the specific simen that was nishchat already, so that simen is already shochut. So no treifes, no psulim can occur in that simen. No treifes can occur. So in Mele, what Rabbi is saying, that since Reye, the functioning of the Reye is contingent upon the functioning of the Kone, so Mele, any Nekev that occurs in the Reye after the Kone was Nishat is like the Kone itself would be Nifsat Birube after it was Nishat. Any nekev that occurs in the minayim after the veishet was nishchat is like a nekev that occurs in the veishet itself after the veishet was nishchat. But suppose he was sheichet the koneh, and then a nekev occurred before he had an opportunity to cut the veishet, the nekev occurred in the minayim, then it is right. In other words, that yesh preifel chotchris, that the psul of preifes can take effect even after the shchita has begun, even after one simen has already been cut. This is what Rove is saying.
Now let's see the Rashi. Aber mein Gott, ich bin mein Gott, der Weiche, als du sagst, ich trete, ich muss, ich bin mein, wo ich komme, toll, der Weiche. Leil und der Achone, wo ich auch in Trilo, und ich bin schon noch leer, war der Weiche, zum Beispiel, nach der Sache. So, Maske, wo ich habe, sehr, und auch hier, und hier, in Basic, mach ich es, die Schäden, die tun, rasche, und dieses. Now it's very, there are big minutes whether we explain the Gemara, you know, like Rashi, or we explain the Gemara like this. So there are several shimmies of a shimmies. Maski Gorab say that we are Hashemel, who was in one of the great things, how to Mali Bireye, Mali Bineyani. So what is Rashi saying? He's arguing with Robin. Is arguing with Robert. In some shape you see the Jilse is not Robe but Rabbe. It might be a little better because Rav Zeire was a contemporary of Rabbe, not of Robe. Rav Zeire, Robe was a Talmud of Rabbe, and Rav Zeire was a Chaver on rabbis, or I don't know, it doesn't make any difference whether the Jilse is Rabbi or Rabbi. So Rav Zeire is arguing with Rabbi, Rav Zeire is arguing with Rabbi, and he says, what difference does it make? In other words, what's Rav Zeire saying? The reason is why Shochat is a Kone, Mikra Torei, Chevo, is not because the Chies of the Rei is told in the Chies of the Kohen, but in favor of the Chotz Chies. Once Simon was Nishchat, the Psu of Chavis cannot take effect anymore. So Mele, even Shochet Sakone, the Mikvu Mimayim is also kosher, according to Rav Zeire. So far there is no Machlokes Hashem in Yushan. Now they begin the Machlokes Hashem. Behold the way of Zera. Now, this says, in our text it says, Behold the way of Zera, the boy of Zera. This says that the Jilse is needy boy of Zera. The Bach is Mahia here, needy boy of Zera. So apparently the Bach assumed that everybody's Jilse was, all the Shem's Jilse is Midi Boyer of Zera. Midi Boyer of Zera. Midi Boyer of Zera. But when you look into the Miri, you'll see that the Miri mentions Boyer of Zera. Boyer of Zera. Now, Rashi. Rashi, it's mashma, that Rashi was also there is Midiboy Rav Zeire. Even though Rashi's pshat could very well fit Boy Rav Zeire, much better, you see. Much better, but Rashi mentions Midiboy Rav Zeire. All right, so apparently it's not important. Tesis is indicted from the fact that it's mentioned Midiboy Rav Zeire. Not the Boyer of Zera, that Rashi's pshat is not right, is not sound. That the Chazorah was from the Abaye itself. Not that the Chazorah consisted in being Chizia from Rav Zera's Pirch. Oh, but it's not important whether we are here is me the Boyer of Zera or the Boyer of Zera. It's not important. We can still explain it like Rashi, either way, either Jilse, like Rashi or like Tesis. Maski Gorab Zeire Ma Hashim, but you want to play Gitarto, Mal Ubereye, Mal Ubereye, Behold of Gorab Zeire, the boy of Zeire, or Mizi Boy of Zeire, Nikvot Nirayim, Isin and Mal, Când sau să ne vizionesc că și lui dau nivelul lui, dar nu am nevoie, îl peiți, că nu este ori, mi se mulți mai mau. Mi sau să ne vizionesc că și lui dau nivelul lui, a cam lui voi îl dau nivele, a mă va fi la suho. In other words, so what is, let's understand the body, and then analyze it, whether the Chazore is from the bias, Jesus explains, or the Chazore is from the Zeres Pirche, Machashi Tarto, Malu Bereye, Malu Bimai. According to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, what of the Rabzere, the Gemara means Rabzere was Chazere. He was Chazere from his masky flame, from his Pirche. Of the Achash Yilgu Bosimonitri, the Tato, Maui Bereye, Maui Mirai, and Rabzere at the end agreed with Rabbi, or with Rabbi, that the Shlokish's din applies only to a case of Mikvo Rehe after the Shchite of the Kohen, not to the case of Mikvo Mirai after Shchite of the Kohen. This is how Rashi explains. Tei says, inasmuch as the Gersi is midipoy. So, Rashi apparently also had the Gersi midipoy, and still he explained that not that the Chazor is from the Abaye, but the Chazor is from the Pirch of Rabzeya. What he says, in view of the fact that the Gersi is midipoy, that the Gersi is really boy, some mele, it's Yeraye, that the Gemara means, Hodabay, that Rabzeire was Chayla from the Bay, but from his Pirche against Rome, against Rabbe, he was not Chayla. This out. But anyway, let's first understand the Bay of Rabzeire. Mikvu b'nirayim v'isinen v'isinen ma'am. Suppose he was sheikhet one sinen, the Kohen. And then and before, he had the opportunity, the sheikhet had the opportunity to share the beishet, so the mind, the intestines, became neuter. So, is the psul, does the psul of treifes take effect between the shchit of one simen and the shchit of another simen? In other words, whether there is treifes v'chot chiyas or there is no treifes v'chot chiyas. Suppose a treife occurs in the behemeh after the shchit of both simen. Of course, then it goes without saying that there is no shchit of chiyas. Once the process of shchit has begun, and one sinner has already been ishad, so then there cannot be two of things. Or not. Until both simonim are ishad, so then the two of faith has come. That's the abaye by Rabzeire. So, now, if we say, so the contrary, I'm sorry. I said, say. Now the Abaye is not whether Yish Treves Lachot Chiyas or Yish Treves Lachot Chiyas. On the contrary, that is assumed, taken for granted, that there is Treves Lachot Chiyas. There is, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what I was saying. I intended to say one thing that I said, absent-mindedly something else. In other words, the Abaye is not whether Yish Treves Lachot Chiyas or in Treves Lachot Chiyas. Of course, Rav Zeire in the Abaye takes it for granted that Yish Treves Lachot Chiyas. But suppose the Treves would occur in the Behemoth before even one Simon is Nishat, then the Shchite would have an effect. It would be mitayer, the behemoth would be tumas nevela. It would be mutar b'achila because of this atreide. But it will be tired of the hidden interest in veil. So the Abaye by Rav Zeira is maybe in the case where the Treta heard between the Shkita of one sinner and the Shkita of other sinner, maybe it's in Mochom. If the Treta occurs before the Shkita of the first sinner, then the Treta has an effect, has a legal effect. It's Vitaya with Itumas Nevela. It's Treta, it's also Vachile, but it's not Vitam Itumas Nevela. But if the Treta occurs, if the Neket, let's say, if the Mimayim occurs after the Shkita of the Kode, after the Shkita of the Kode, maybe then it's Mocham. And then he shechts after first he was sheikh al kohen, then the nekev occurred in the bimai, then he was sheikh the vation. So maybe in this case, so it's in mitami to mislevil also, because the second sinner. The shkita of the second siman can only be effective to the time you do a not to be matabachi. Mashayim came. So, Mashayim came. The shkita of the first siman, the shaite, was effective to be matabachi. So maybe there cannot be a tzil of the shkita of the first siman, which the Shaite was capable of being Mata Bachile. Maybe it cannot be Mitzuret to the Shkita of the second Sinan, which the Shaite was only capable of being Mitaim with Mesavela. So maybe it's even more homo. So it means Tawif's innovation is in Shaini, Mitaim with Mesavela. But it is assumed that it's also Bachile, that the Psalm of Frankness is hard. Rabbinu Abaye Tamir Boyilpeh, Boyitzimibras, Yodhegim Sinem Sinem Mao, Min Mitzvah, Sinem Mishim, Sinem Mishim, Mitao, Mibay, Berio, so now, there is a Lochem that we learned of it. I mean, that if the nuber, the fetus, stretches out its hind leg or its foreleg, so before shchite, so that eber, and then the shechet shechts the baby, the mother, so the nuber is mita mishpasine, and pakui, but that specific eber that was stretched out for the Shkite, that is also like Treve, not like the Vele, but it's also like Treve, according to the Chachom of Ramea. So then you fear the Abaye, suppose the Uber stretched out its foreleg or its hind leg, being seen in the Simen after the Shkita of the Kohen and before the Shkita of the Beishet. So then, whether the Shkita can be matir, whether that particular area is mitayam in Beile. Maybe if the Eber was stretched out before the Shkita of the first Siman, so then the Shkita is mitayim b'tumas nevela. It's not matar b'achil, as far as the Eber is concerned. As far as the rest of the Eber, so I've been pakud in the Shkita Siman. But as far as the civic Eber is concerned, so it's only also b'achil, but it's not matar b'tumas nevela. Mashiach came, if the liver was stretched out and Shkita of one semen, Shkita of another semen, maybe it's Mohammed. Because then the first semen was capable of being matir, that particular liver in Bachir. And the second semen was only capable of being tired with Mr. Mele. So maybe there couldn't be any zero. So Mele, it's not even toyer with Mr. Mele either. So it's the same Abai, like Hamzeya. So Rashi explains, so we see from the Abaye of Reb Zeire that Reb Zeire was chazer from his pirche against Rabbe, against Rabbe, which implied that in Trefes Lechotzechie. Here we see that Reb Zeire and Abaye takes for granted that Yesh Trefes Lechotzechie is. But the Shaila is, maybe it's in Mochon. Maybe there is no Tzilu, and it's Vitamit to Mr. Lil also. But certainly, Yesh Trefes Lechotzechie is. So, how does Rashi explain that Gemara? Rashi explains that Gemara. The Gemara is saying to the Hodori Reb Zeire, Reb Zeire was chazer from his memory in the Pirche against Rabbe, against Rabbe. What did he say in the Pirche against Rabbe and against Rabbe? That according to the Shlokish, so it's not only if Shochat is a Kondeh, the Mikvah Ore is Kiriho, because Malchah Mikvah, but if Shochat is a Kondeh, the mind is also clear, because according to the Shlokis, so in Trefes Lechotzechies, not because of Malka Mikule, because in Trefes Lechotzechies, so according to the Shlokis, in Shochat Zakone, the mind is also clear. This is what Rabzeira said in his Pirche, against Rabbe, against Rabbe. So the Gemara is saying, Reb Zeire was chazer from his memory in the Pirche against Rabbe. And at the end, Reb Zeire held that Yesh Trefes Lechotzechies. And the reason is why Reb Shlokish says, Shochat is a kone, the mikvah reis chiroi, because of how can you do it? But Shochat is a kone, the mikvah minayim, in the haname, it is prayer. So then it is a soul. So then it is a soul. This is what the Gemara is saying so far. Who said it? He said, Gemara is saying it. So then the Gemara says, Omale barache barav urabine, dilmu eilom lo yodobe. Here the form of the Rabbe Koma, the label is Svirei. But be very careful, concentrate on the Gemara, because otherwise it's very confusing. So, Rabache, Barav, said, no, maybe Rabna, I'm explaining it according to Rashi. So, maybe Reb Zeire was not chazer from his memory in the Pirche against Rabbe. And at the end, Reb Zeire also holds. In the end, Reb Zeire also holds, as he said in the memory in the Pirche against Rabbe, that according to Rishvokich, not only Shochat Sakone v'nikem v'kipore is kosher, but even Shochat Sakone is also kosher. But when he raised a bayin nikuminayin isim, so he took for granted that there is certainly treves lechotzechies, that he raised that a bayin I'll leave it alone. Lady D, Reb Zeire holds. Lady D, the Reb Zeira holds that even Shochatas HaKoneh, Shochatas HaKoneh, even Shochatas HaKoneh, the Nikvu B'Nilayim is also with the deed. This is what I'm saying. But he said, according to Rome, according to Rabbi, who says that Shlokish is only saying it in the case of Shochat as Hakone B'Nikvu Areya, because Rei is Gimacha B'Nikula, because it's the functioning of the Rei is contingent upon the function of the Kone. So, but otherwise, there is Prebis of Hotzchies. If there is Prebis of Hotzchies, maybe it's in Lochomo, that it's in Mitame to Mesle. But Reb Zeira's own Shita is, ain't Prebis of Hotzchies. Ain't Prebis of Hotzchies. Reb Zeira's own Shita in Shlokish is, ain't Prebis of Hotzchies. Now, so according to Rashi, so final analysis, so what is the more say? There is a machlekes between Reb Zeira and Rabbi. Now, there is certainly the halacha of the Shlokish is recognized by everyone. Shochat HaKoneh, the mikvo rein, certainly shirah. But according to Reb Zeira, the Shlokish is saying not only Shochat HaKoneh, the mikvo rein is kshelo. Shochat HaKoneh, the mikvo rein is kshelo. But in Shochat HaKoneh, the mikvo rein is also kshelo. Because in Treves or Chotzechies, whereas Rabbi or Rabbi says that the Shlokish din goes only so far as to say the Shochat HaKoneh mikvo reis kshelo, because reis kimamka v'dikure, because the functioning of the reis contingent completely, exclusively upon the functioning of the kone. But Shochat HaKoneh mikvo reis is asur. So according to Rashi's chart, so one thing is clear, according to Rashi Pshat, one thing is clear, Alim Yilchasi. The Shochat HaKoneh mikvo reye is kshel. But Shochat HaReye, the mikvo b'nayim, whether it's kshel or asur, it depends whether we pass from like Reb Zeira, Likule, or we pass like Rabbi, Likhumbe. Like Rabbi Lechope. So you'll see in the Rabbi, and you'll see that there is a Shita Sarishim. There is one Shita Sarishim. I mean, the only Rishi that I know that mentions three Shitas, other Rishim don't mention three Shitas, but the only Rishi that mentions three Shita Sarishim in the Yuchase is the Rabbi. I don't remember that other Rishim mentioned three Shitas. The Rashbo, I mean, mentions other Shita also, two Shitas, but three Shitas. So the Aramiri, so the Aramiri mentions one Shita in Bidesko, that Lehilchas, Shochat HaSoreh, Shochat HaSoreh Tosahas, Shochat HaSakonim, the mikvo b'nei'ayim is kshelo, in mikvo b'nei'ayim kshelo. In other words, of course, that Shitas Rishayim must explain the Gemara like Rashi, and must pass like Reb Zeira, not like Rabbi, Likule. Like Reb Zeira, and not like Rabbi. Then the Aramiri mentions another Shita. The Shochat HaSoreh, the Mikvo B'Nayim is Asur. The Shochat HaSoreh, the Mikvo HaReyeh is Kshelo. So again, that chitta also has to accord with the pshat of Rashi. But we pass that this Rashi, instead of passing like Abzera, we call it, they pass like Rabache. So we pass like Lapsa, like Rabbi, or like Rabbi Mechumbe. So Mele, the next result is Shachat Yisraveye, Vinikvo Sao. Shachat Yisrakone, Vinikvo Reis, Kshiro, Shachat Yisrakone, Vinikvo Maayim, Yasu. Then the Rav Amir mentions another shit. It's the biggest one. And there's the Psalm of the Shomronot. That not only Shohat is Hakone, the Mikvo, the Miayim Yasu. Because he is trying to talk about the Chies. But in Shohat is Hakone, the Mikvo Reye, where the functioning of the Reye is completely a contingent upon the functioning of the Kone, so is also Yasu. So that Chite must accord with the Pshat of Tisus. Now, before we go over the Rosh of Tisus, I just want our Pep to explain Tisus Pshat. In other words, where is Rashi? Rashi says, the Pshat in the more of God of the Rav Zeire is Rav Zeire was Chizeya. Rav Zeire was Chizeya. From his memory in the Pirche. His memory in the Pirche. So then Rabache Barav said, no, Rav Zeire was not Chizeya from his memory in the Pirche. Because the baye he raised, a little bit he rabbi, but he always held like the way he held when he mentioned the pirche against rabbi. This is how Rashi explained to the boy. So Tais says on the basis of the pirche, of the Hodeh Rav Zeire, Midiboy Rav Zeire, that it means that the Gemara meant Rav Zeire was Chizeya, was Chizeya from the Abaye. Because Rav Zeire now is saying in his Pirche against Rabbi, he says, according to Rish Lakish, so it doesn't make any difference whether Shachat Sakone Vinikvo Horeye or Shachat Sakone Vinikvo Mai. So not only Shachat Sakone Vinikvo Horeye is Cheo, but even Shachat Sakone Vinikvo Mai is also Cheo. So that's a Raya that he was Chizeya from his Abaye. Because now in the Pirche against Rabbi Rav Zeire is saying in effect that they feel the Chotachias. And in the Abaye he assumed he took it for granted that he is Rav Zeire. So the Gemara is saying now, Rav Zeire was Chizeya from his premise in the Abaye that he is Rav Zeire. And the Rav Zeire Shiti is that ain't Rav Zeire. Ein treifes lechotzi, lechotzichlis. So then, this explains, Omo de Rabache Barab Rabine, Leilom lo yodobe, Leilom, so, he was not chizeya from the Abaye. So in other words, Rav Zeire all the time held the way he held the way he held in the Bible, the Tishrei of Chatzchayes, where the time when he raised that Bible, or whether there is a till of the first sinner to the second sinner, so he certainly assumed the Tishrei of Chatzchayes. And the contrary, the Sophic maybe it's in Mochamo, that there couldn't be a till when it would be where the Tishrei occurs between the shul of one sin and the shul of the other sin, so that it's in Mochamu, it's in Mochamu, it's in Mitami to Miss Nivele. So maybe if it's Rabacha says, Rabacha Rab said, no, Rab said, always held that way, that of course Yesh Trevis for Hatzachias. But when he said to Rabbi in the Kirche, the Achash Lulmas Mufrike, he taught him how to read him, how to remind him. He didn't mean to express his own point of view. He says, inasmuch as Rish Lokish says, that Aloche, that Shohat, as a Konev, the Mikvah, Reis, Ksheo, so apparently the Shlokis don't agree with Maishit. Maishit is Yesh Trevis no Chatzchayes. And on the contrary, I am Sofit, maybe it's in Mochamo, maybe if the Trevis occurs between the Shrit of one Sinan and the Shrit of the other Sinan, so it's in Mochamo. It's in Mochamo. It's in Mitame Tumas Nivele. It's in Mitame Tumas Nivele. But Gishmokish apparently is Chelkani. Gishmokish apparently is Chelkani. And Gishmokish holds that ain't Rebbe to Chatzchayes, not because of Mamcha Nikol. That couldn't be the basis for Gishmokish's Chiddush. But Rav Zeira himself is more machmir that Yesh Trevis b'Chatzchayes, and even Shochat Esakone b'Nikvah Orei is also asur. Because Malchem Nikule, the Svora of Malchem Nikule, Rav Zeira rejects, and Ein Trevis b'Chatzchayes he also rejects. But Rav Zeira is only saying that a limit of Shlokish, there is a concept of entering the Chatzchayes, a limit of Shlokish. But Rav Zeira himself holds that Yiddish trained the Chatzchayes, and that there is no concept of Malchem Nikola. So Leila, Rav Zeira himself holds that if Shachat Zakone v'Nikvah Orei is also so. And perhaps it's not only Aso, but it's even Mitame Tumas Nivele. That's their Bible. So according to this Pshat, so Rav Zeira is the most machmir. Rav Zeira Lumiatzmi is the most machmir. It's Rav Zeira Alim the Mishlokish who is made. But Rav Zeira Alim the Atzmi is the most machmi. So we have to pass him. We have to pass him like Chumre, like Rav Zeira. So Melee, that's the third chitim that the Rabbah mentions. That's the third chitim that the Rabbah mentions. That not only Shochat as a Kone, the mikvah not only shochat esakone, the mikvah minayim ilaso, but in shochat esakone, the mikvah horeye is also aso. Because he is trebido hachachies, and we don't see Malchem Nikola. As Rav Acha Barav says, is the shite of Rav Zeira's own shite. When Rav Zeira said, Ma'achash Lulim was on the trip, he taught him all the way, all of the Ma'ai, he was only saying that all of the Rishwot. So Rav Zeira, all of the Rishwot, he's a good maker. But But from there, we would add nafshay, it's a big machmir, and we pass from the chumre. But from there, we would nafshay. Now let's see the lashon. The two. Let's see the lashon. We have to go over this before. The Rashi, this is very careful. ויישד בישה שחיתה כי נגד המוקים ששוחת פה טריפ so the Bach says the Shach says we saw it that means if the ויישד was ניקה כי נגד המוקים ששוחת before the rob of the ויישד was נשחה while only mute of the ויישד was נשחה so then there can be איפסוטריפ but after the rob of the ויישד was נשחה then Nekev doesn't affect it, the Veshet. Now, Moke Shochat Potri, Shochat HaKonek, Vinik for Rei Ekinim, Shochat HaVeshet, or Shochat HaVeshet, Vinik for Nimaim. Now you see that Nimaim is stolen the Veshet, and the Rei is stolen the Konek. Kinim, Shochat HaKonek, Rei Ekinim, Vichomek. In other words, that's on the basis of Chuch Pshat, Chuch Pshat, Tesis Pshat. And we pass through like the biggest Machmir, Rav Zeir HaLevi Lavshin. Atal Pisha Chaya Orei Kulim Bukone, the Chaya Merayim Kulim Reishin, because Rav Zeir HaLevi Lavshin, according to Tesis Pshat, rejects the concept of Mount Chavini Kulim. Atal Hocha Shaya Ben Trevis, אַז ניש חשניר קומען אין בייש די יש מאַכשיר אין קיבס ריי אַ חשקיט צו קומען די נאָט פון מאיי אַ חשקיט צו בייש ווען דאס אַ דיני אבי הורס זאָל קיי Anyways, the Rosh Hashanah is like the first Rosh, but the second Rosh Hashanah is that it all depends. If it is שוחת הסכון if it is שוחת הסכון and not from the eye so then it's a sword but שוחת הסכון not for a is clear I mean that shot can be called with Rashi's shot because according to Rashi's shot so Rav Zeire, the more I was saying it first, that Rav Zeire was chizir from his memory of Intrifes Lechot Zechies, Asoge against Rabbe, in his Pirche against Rabbe. So, that Intrif Lechot Zechies. All the time that Intrif Lechot Zechies Chies, and when the Zeres Ilchot Chies, and when the Zere raised that Bayi, which took it for granted, the Zeres Ilchot Chies, and when, on the contrary, he raised the question, maybe it's in Mochom, or it's in the Tantus, because there is no Tzil, of the first Simen to the second Simen, he raised the Tabayi Alim the Rabbi, But Rav Zeire himself holds that Yesh Trefes the considering self, or the considering self holds intrigues of some. Intrigues of what's happening. So according to Rashi Pshat, there is an according to Gemara, there is a machlokes between Reb Zeira and Rav. According to Reb Zeira, so it's yeshtreibes lachatzachias. So mele, so it's yeshtreibes lachatzachias. So mele, according to Reb Zeira, so according to Reb Zeira, so on the contrary, I'm sorry. So it's yeshtreibes lachatzachias. Yeshtreibes lachatzachias. And Rabbi holds yeshtreibes lachatzachias. But Rabbi says there is a sphere of Malchut Yikulim. So Alim Yikul Alame, in the case of Shochat Zachon, we must go away in Kshirah because of the four purpose of Malchut Yikulim, except according to Reb Zeira. So even Shochat Zachon, we must go away in Kshirah because in three purpose of this. So there's a Malchut, so we pass to the Chumper. And the Machmir like Rabbi, but the four purpose, Shochat Zachon, we must go away in. So then it's Kshirah. That's the psak by that the Ishbach Shiri. But Badini of the Orzal, Badini of the Orzal, then that's a new Orzal came, because the Rosh explains the Gemara like cases. Now let's see how the Ishbach will pass on. So it's a sumo in both cases. In other words, the Mechaber and the Tur, they both pass like this is Pshatni. Inside. You heard of the Reb Zeira. My high time. Reb Zeira was chizir from his memory in the Pirche against Rab. That's Rashi's point. What about Reb Zeira, my high time? Daily time is with the remark of the Kulidam. The day, I will be my mitre, Shabu Shabayim Kayak. You know, in the Rabbein, the boy of Zera, and he couldn't lie in his sin and his sin. Now, he says, I come to the Lord Bishop. He starts in the Bishop's machine in town. We are in the sin of Bishop in Shabbat Bishop. We are in the town of the sin machine in the Bible. Shabbat is for the town. The king in the shop 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 או יתנו לו כאילו לישן. אף איתה הוא מדבר לישן, כאילו בשייטה. So the first simen was capable and the potential of being מטה באחיל also בשייטה. או יתנו לו כאילו לישן, אף איתה הוא מדבר לישך, נסתר לישן. סימנשן, 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 סימנשן. לישן הוא דמות מסתר לישן מיטאיר, אבל שם הוא מסתר לישן להפר. As to the status of the Iber that he was stretched out before the Shchite, according to the Bele, to the Din of the Bele, and that the Shchite of the mother is not entirely to us today. And according to Chachomim, it has a Din of Tveil. It's not entire, but Achille, but it's entirely different. Kommen wir mal zu der Schule, wo wir in den Situationen sind, wir sind immer aus, wir sind zwar ab und ab, aber schon wo wir sind, wir sind immer in der Teil, wir sind da, wir sind nicht in der Höhe, wir sind in der Teil, wir sind da, und wir sind da, und wir sind da, 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 wir Wir haben über viele Meinungen hier, wie die Boyes, Brüchen, der Kohl der Asche, heute wir erzählen uns, wir erzählen, was Chetzer von his memory in his Pirche against Rav. Die Boye Mauer kam in Wehren mit all den Pschinnern in die Kirche, 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 Normalerweise ist noch nicht so gut, aber mit meinen Treten, die wollen wir erzählen, die Tiere mir in die Welle läuten. Nowadays, wollen wir erzählen, it should be very easy nowadays, because we are explaining. Pyrrhisch hat Kumpels mit Maschinik schon. Maul drehe, Maul nimm ein. Die Geschichte von Detmer. Kein Mensch mit manchem Begriff, und viele schon die Bäume nicht mit einem Sinn und Sinne, da haben die Manuelchen, die nicht der Mensch, früher haben die Meinung mit manchem Begriff da. Because they come to us, Pshat, Pfauerus, that the whole Apochas, Shochat HaKone, the Nikbo, Horeye, the certain she, Olim in Gura, the Machlekes, between Reb Zeire and Rabbi is only in the case of Shochat Sakone in Nikon and Mai. The Mira Vidas HaKunkres, Das HaKunkres, She Mira Lilema of Reb Zeire Poli, Arishlof, according to Asif Chad, so no one is Chelik HaRishlof, he says me. Everybody agrees that in the Hoapochas in the case of Shochat Zakonet Mikvo Reyes or certain Shem. Certain Shem. That's the Yishbach Shirin Shittins. We ask him. Because the Mikvo Nimaim, the Sinu Sinu Mashma, who is basically gone. They will cannot apply the concept of Mount Hamidur. Boy, the Mishamer of Zero, before the other common. How do you mean that? Come and boil it, come to Rashi. So he should say, come and boil it. Boy, become our Holy Rabzir and me the Boy Rabzir. Not in the sin of the sin, the Rhymes of the sin. How do you mean that faith, it will be Holy Rabzir to be the Boy Rabzir, not me the Boy. Not in the way. The nearly mentions in Dill say, in a name of Dayborn, but takes place in Dill say of Midiborn. Why? And we look at Midiborn of the Namashmashina, by a Chodome, Rochapon, the Maxi, the Roman, Maui, the Rey, Maui, the Mai, the Homo, the Mishahatia, the Shman, the Soma, the Trip, the Chotchies, the Mishayach, the Midiborn, the Nokum, the Mai, the Sinu, the Sine, so in other words, So the more sediment, how do we observe from the Abaye? Since we observe mention in Trev Tochot Zechies, and the Abaye assume, yes, Trev Tochot Zechies. So apparently we observe at the end of his life was chaser from his original premise that yes, Trev Tochot Zechies. That yes, Trev is. That he is strength is the heart of Christ. So, ain't trip is the heart of Christ. That later on, the same hell, ain't trip is the heart of Christ. When we shake the boy, we can remind us in the scene. And three boiling not for you, we wish that a bitch, three of the have a pshitter in the strength is the heart of Christ. Mishane Leilom Loi Chodam Nabaye. So at the end of his life, he also adhered to that chitte. to that premise that he assumed in the Abaye. What did he assume in the Abaye? That Yesh Kreifes, the Chotechies, and we don't say Ma'am Chemikul. Because in the Abaye, he raised the question of even if Shochat Salvation Trimo and Mikvu Me'ayi, being similarly similar between the Shkita of the Bechet and the Shkita of the Kone, so whether it's Bitzari for Lapoches or Tarot Mevele, but certainly it's Asurum, it's a Treve. Certainly it's Asurum, it's a Treve. So originally, Reb Zeire held that Yesh Treve is Rechot Zechiyes, and we don't say Malchem Nikule. So Mele, so originally, the Gemara is saying that originally Rav Zeire held that Yesh Kreifes Lichotzechies, and even Malche, and we reject the concept of Malche Likud. But now that Rav Zeire mentioned in his Pirche against Rabbi the concept of Yesh Lichotzechies, it means that he was chazer from his premise in the Rabbi. And then Rabache, then he says, well, so he was never chazer from his premise in the Abaye. And then later on, so he held that Yesh Treves Lechot Zechiyes, and we don't even say Malchem Nikvah. And the Chochat as a Kone, the Yim Mikvah Oreh, is Asur. But when he says Mal Mikvo, Reye Mal Mikvo Ma'ayim, he was saying it a little bit shlokish. But Rav Zeire's own shita is that it's always us. Always us. And then we pass to the Chumre, like Rav Zeire. So it's always us. Mushanu lo yuvoi chodom ha'ayim, ha'u yuvoi yuvoi shkiru ha'ayim, כי משון במקרה הרי, אשר זה הכל איזה יפ שם, ואותם שיפרים את רוחות שחייס, אם כן באמי מים אתי. So what he was saying in the Pirche against Rabbe was that Rishlokish is a big maker. But I Rav Zeire, he always insisted that he's a big man. And that it's always a so. Even Shochat Zakone ve'nikvo horeye yasu. אמר רבחה ביעקב, שמענו לו מדרשים מלוקיש, ניזמנו מישראל ובניים, וניזמנו למיוחד עם עובדים מים. Right. So, מדרשים מלוקיש, we introduce that you're not allowed to serve to the בניח, to the goyim, the בני מים. Maikhen, Yisroel, Yishrit, Talim, Yitzhe, in other words, because of Roshim, the Lord, Shishis, Alochem, of Malchem Likud. So what does it mean, Malchem Likud? Malchem Likud manifests itself in two cases. In the case of Shokat Sakone, so the Rei is already Malchem Likud, because the functioning of the Rei is exclusively contingent upon the functioning of the Kone, and it manifests itself in the case of Shochat Salvation. So then, the mind is mounted. Even though Dada Simon was not as yet Nishma. So Leila, he says, Shmamim Roshim Rokim, now look in the Rashi. No Makim Shinach Kone, Havarei Kimam, Shmamim, Zamim, Chom, Naomim, Ayim, Mishmrei. Davik Yishri Tzion Nareimo Beilom Fachasis. Rashi says, because of Re. Neman means internals. So the intestines are called internals and Neman are called internals. Now why does Rashi say because of Re? I mean, why couldn't Rashi say that Neman in Zamu, the coming of Neman, is reference to the intestines mamish? Because usually when Sheikh shechts the Emre, he first shechts the Kohen. I mean, that's the easiest way. Why should he shecht the other way? See, because the Reishet is in the back of the Kohen. So the Mele, in the usual case, so the Kohen is Mishkat first, and then the Reishet. So the Reishet is not Malcolm the Kule until the Shkit is completed. But which internal organ is Malcolm the Kule before the Shkit is completed? The Rei. The Shloki is the Makim Shilech, Achone Aramik, Malcolm the Kule, Shmamino, Unzam, Unchom, Unmai, Mishmrei, David Mishnitzio in the Bay of Bay of the Hesses, with the Kotla Mishkito and the Achille Dide, Jews Kosh Tetzle, with the Machai Nesale, and Yetzle with the Machai Achitomus, and with Israel, Jotzes with the Machai of Mishkitos. So Rabbi Chava Yaakov mentions a tremendous chidush that you cannot serve to a goy. You cannot serve to a goy. In the case where the order of the Shkite was the usual way, and suppose the order of the Shkite as a woman was not the usual way, suppose first the Sheikh had cut the patient, and then he cut the Kale, so then he cannot serve to Igori the intestines. Intestines of that day. Why? Because the moment the Kohen was cut, so then functionally the Rei is already not Kohen. The moment the Reishit was cut, even though the Kohen was not yet cut, so functionally the intestines were already like placed in a basket. That means we have to consider it as the intestines or the Rei had been cut out after the Shchite of the first sin. So it's a Yom HaChai. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say that to Gabi Yisrael? Because the Gabi Yisrael there is the Het HaShchite. But the Gabi Meleach there is no Het HaShchite. There is no Hetashkit. Omar Abachu, Yaakov, Mami, Rosh, Moloki, Zanus, Halnaim, 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 So after the Shkita of one sinner, so the Himmel is still living, it's Mifacheses. So Mele, so Mele is Osea. So it's still living. And it's considered as if it is Nifras, as if it is cut out and placed in a basket while the Behemi is still living. So Mele is also the Benea. So according to Rabbi Chava Yaakov, it certainly follows. Suppose you shecht both sinner. Suppose you shecht both sinner. And then, while the behemoth is still mufachesis, still living, so you cut off, let's say, an organ of the, you cut off a leg, hind leg of the behemoth. So Yisrael would be allowed to eat the dead leg, because it doesn't involve himself there. Because Shchit was matter, but the Neach, the Aloch of Shchit was not given to the Neach. So if the hind leg or the fore leg was cut off from the Behemoth, after the Shchit, but while the Behemoth was still in Vacheses, and then Tobiosa. On Rav Kopeha, we are sitting here with Ramach and Yaakov, who boy the Himalay, and he can eat the soil, shore, and Chomos. Even though the deen of Shchute was not given to Meneach, but since it was given to Yisrael, and Yisrael is Muter, even though the Eber is Mifras, is removed from the organ, while the Behemoth is still in Fachesed, still living, so it's Muter, and he don't involve himself in Achai, so he should be Muter to Meneach, because Ibn Meach cannot be more homo in his soul than in his soul. We can be in his soul, show in homos. Liamole, but I didn't say it. Damino Taikon, Bishle, the Gabi Soil, the Eta Shrike, but the Gabi Leach, the Eta Shrike. Tani, the Lucha Bachabayak, or Eta Leachim, the Hime Kim, she is in Hampshire. Chaitich kazai is posom bis ha-shrite u-meilche yofi yofi u-madiche yofi yofi u-mamki lo ha-shkiz nafsho veichle. Why is mamki lo ha-shkiz nafsho veichle? Even though it was cut off while the baby was living, but as long as the baby is living, they're not allowed to eat it. That's not because of the Isa of the Yonachai. That's another Isa. That's the Isa of Heichel and Himmel, Kiyot, Shadiz, Nafsha, Lachashkin. So it is deduced from the posse of Misheich Olatav. Now, Rashashit is that it's Nasmacht, it's only Nisra'or. When Ramachashit is, it's not Nasmacht, it's a Nisra'is. Misheil Rabbi Balodin, the Rabbi Balodin, it's Barachin, or it's Yavet, that I was in the posse of the Himmel. Milchi yofi yofi, madichi yofi yofi, umam kumat shetiz nafsho, yachon tichomim, yachon tisroyim, yachon tichomim. And Rashi, we are seeing the kamu de rabach, lo malom is, we are malay mechanti beaf, we are chasing, we are lechachan, we are malay, we are malay, we are malay, we are malay, is a shiur shim kusha hefshet al kakhinchi yadu yitzias nefesh imam kula chitit zin hafsho damon dama mises inayin shosolech mandib okit chitit zin hafsho tamonim al yisich o adam we accept the name of Rashi Rashi shit is it's only Nisar Abon it's as machte the Rashi is right here the Rashi is that follow the food but the Rambam is chelik it's a roshik more But that is there, even though it's in Rosh Gimura, it's a different Isra, it's not the Isra Fira of Nachai. If it had been the Isra Fira of Nachai, so even after the Behemoth dies, you would be allowed to eat it. As long as the Isra was removed while the Behemoth was there. It's not an Isra. Echol Yichon Yamur Yisitari Yisra, Rabbi Nachai Yabai, Rabbi Nachai Yabai, If you have the office, you should buy a new account, what's this for you?
You were wrong as well.
usually the Maharam doesn't discuss the laws. He discusses Rashi, his tastes, not the laws. Very seldom the Maharam should discuss any law. But sometimes he might. Now, the Maharam raises a very interesting question. That one we have the more in the examining of the Yichon of the Nine, in the Yichon of the Chila Sade, Hanekim Nachayim, Heirush, Kima Habekim Aminam, to the Kula in Yad HaShpia Tzimoni, Habekim the Mitzia Aminayim, in the Reigo, the Reigo of the Chesed, the Habekim the Chitlich, the Chitlich, the Chitlich, the Chitlich, the Chitlich, the Even the Yad Achash is a coin. Koloch Yusuf the Rele, the Mutrei was on Nacha. So what's the Kasha of Ma? He's raising a very interesting question. Usually the Maram just explains the Pshat, Rashi, the Tesvet. Doesn't, ask, just Mondish Kashis, it's not his task, of course the Maram was a bit long, but his task in the Maram is just to explain the Pshat. But this has nothing to do with the Pshat, the Rashi, the thesis, or even the Gemara, just the Mondish Kashis. So he says, Manish. According to the Shlokish, there is a concept of Maruch and Yikure. So the moment you share the Kone, it's considered all the Dini, as if you remove the Re'e from the organism. Now, suppose you share the Kone, the Re'e, and before you share the Bichet, you cut out the Re'e outside. Then, after you cut out the ray outside, you check the patient. Would you be allowed to eat the ray? No. The ray would be also on the score of Ilam Nachai. What is Ilam Nachai? Ilam Nachai means that if an eater was cut out from the organism before the Gmarashi. Now here, before as far as the ray is concerned. So Mele, it's already cut out after the Shkita Sakone, Kiman Khabikule. Now suppose he would share the Kodeshi and then cut out the lungs outside and put it in a vessel. Mamish put it. Then he would finish up the Shkiteh and Kodeveshi. Will you be allowed to eat the lungs? No. Zimrachan Mamech. What did it make? Whether he cuts after Shachin one Simen, the Kone, he cuts off the hind leg of the Behine, the foreleg of the Behine, or he cuts off after Shachin one Simen, the rear of the Behine. So why is the Yisrael allowed to interact? The Yisrael should never be allowed to interact. Very interesting Kashi. So what is the Teretz? Teretz is a very longish Kashi, is a very longish Kashi. And the Teretz is a very longish Teretz. Yesh Eina Al-Kahim, Yad Kashi, Sakon, Koh, Yusuf Al-Eye, Mikre Eid, Kosonach. What's the pshat in the Maram? Pshat in the Maram, I think, is very simple. In other words, that inasmuch as the function of Re'eh is completely based on the functioning of the connect. So nearly through it, it has a din of manche b'hikur. It has a din of manche b'hikur. It has a din of manche b'hikur. But why is it manche b'hikur? How is it manche b'hikur? Because he cut out the lungs. Through the shchita it's manche b'hikur. So since the evil of the lungs is removed al kedim from the behemoth through the shchita. So mele shchita is a matter. Of course, if ultimately he does not share the nation, then of course the shchita of the kohen wouldn't be matter rei. Only if ultimately he shares the nation also, so then we say that the shchita of the kone is already matir. The shchita of the kone is already matir. Because when is a thing of nachai, if an eva is removed from the behemoth, not through shchita, but if the iver is considered removed from the behemoth through shchita, then it's not even nachai. If there is an actual removal, we would see us. If an actual removal, we would see us of the iver from the behemoth, while before the shchita was completed, then it is even nachai. But here, was the lungs removed? The lungs were not removed. The lungs are attached to the organism. But through the shchita of the kone, so functionally it's considered significantly removed. So it's removed through the shchita. So mele, since it's removed from the shchita, so it cannot be even nachai. In the same way as an eva that is cut out after the shchita, of both sima, while the behemoth is mifacheses, it's not even nachai. Why? Because the shchita is a matter. So here too, the shchita is a matter. Here too, the shchita is a matter. And but you ask, how can shchita be a matter? Only one sima was mishchat. No, as far as the Rei is concerned, since it's told in the Kone, so then it's not even Nach. It's not even Nach. Now, so what does Rav Acha ben Yaakov say? What does Rav Acha ben Yaakov say? Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov say that you are not allowed to serve the minayi, the rei, to a god, because that rei is considered malchut d'kula after the shchita of the kohen, while the behemi is still living. So it's considered as if it had been removed while the behemoth was still alive. But by Yisrael it is muter because it is a matter, even though it's removed while the behemoth was still alive. You only have to wait until the behemoth dies, then you can eat that eva, even though the eva was cut off while the behemoth was still in Machesis. But regarding the neach, there is no evidence. Yes, so merely it's awesome. So certainly, according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov, any eva that is cut off from the behemoth, let's say hindleg, forelog, after the shchita of both sivan, while the behemoth is machesis, so the neach, you're not allowed to serve it to the neach, you're even with the eva. In Yisrael, yes, because Yisrael has had a shchita, and Rav Acha ben Yaakov apparently rejects the concept of eating. So then the Gemara says, Tanya, the word kaposi ravach b'yakob, that there is a concept of linking. So mele, you can serve minai to the neach. And you can serve any eger that was cut off from the behemoth after the shritik. Because since it's mutah b'yisroel, it's its effect of mutah to the neach also, because of the aloha of linking. Now, the Rambam doesn't pass for it. Now let's see the Rosh Rambam. But in Israel, is muta because of the Hashrit. Israel has to wait until the behemoth dies. Once the behemoth dies, even though the leg was cut off while the behemoth was still living in Fahesses, so then he's allowed to eat that leg. But the Niyach is also, so in other words, the Rambam passes like a Rachba Yaakov. But the Gemara says, Tanye, the Lui Kamosi, the Rachba Yaakov. So the Rashbo, in the Rasabayis, and in the Chidushi, is Masik and the Rambam. He's Masik and the Rambam. And he says that even the Neach can eat because of the Aloha of the Mikaneh. Because the Gemara says, Tani Beruch Rabach Vayakov. Tani Beruch Rabach Vayakov. Then the Rambam says, Aloha Yudhim, he says, Kol Sheoser al Yisroel Mishbir Nachai, Oser al Neach. Yid She Neach Hayovim, לא ישראל, שבני אחיך ובהימו וחיו, ואיתויו ואיתויו, חיו ומורה ומשמיעו ולחי ושם בוסר ככה. ואיתה הוא בוסר הפירסים ולא מחסס, אף עוד כי ששוחת לישראל של סימונים, הרי זה עושה ובני אח ושמיעו ולחי. So again, he repeats, that a lot. Now, עכשיו, says, the Rambam, that the Rambam is not different. It's not that the Rambam passes like a Lachmer. It's not that the Rambam passes like a Lachmer. The Lord says, Tayyeh Kambosi, he wrote a Lachmer. And the word that Echod is called the Holy Kobe. The Echod is called the Holy Kobe. Because once it's made up in Israel, so on the basis of the halacha, we can meet it. It should be mutar to Ibn Yechotz. It should be mutar to Ibn Yechotz. It should be mutar to Ibn Yechotz also. Because of the halacha of we can meet it. It is in the soil in Sha'ari, Ibn Yechotz. A Neach cannot be more humble in Surin than in Israel. But why does the Rambam say, Haris also in Neach, Shemima Chai, when the Raisi says, the Echoi 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 thrice's reference to the case where a deshechet moshechet behitfor Yisrael, where a sheikhet moshechet behitfor Yisrael. So then, Shchiti is matir for the soil, even while the Behemoth is in Pachas. Mashiach King, the Rambam says, Hashichit is a Behemoth who shochat Boshia Simoni, calls Manshi Pachasis, even who Boshar appears in the Nasun, the Meach, Shirin Machai, as reference to the case where the Shechet in Israel, but at the very outset, he was shechting the behemoth for the God. So in such a case, while the behemoth is still in Pachasis, so the behemoth is not, the Shechite was not matir, Bachiles, even for Israel. Even for Yisrael, it was not matter. So really, it's not trying to say, we can live in Yisrael child. In such a case, a Yisrael will not be allowed to eat of the Eivah that was cut off from the behemoth while it's in Pachas. It involves a very strange creature. How do we understand this mashal? What difference does it make for whom the shechet is shechting it? Whether he's shechting it for his father or he's shechting it for his body? After all, the shechet is in which shechet. The Yisrael is shechet, not the body is shechet. So, what do we care that he was shechting it? That he was shechting it for. That he was shechting it for. Now, this halacha that when a shechet shechted it, so then, right after the shechet, even though the behemoth is still in Pachasis, so it's already, if you cut off an eiver, so it's not even a chai. What's the pshat? Is it because this lecture is a cost of shchit is a matter? Even though it was cut off while the behemoth was alive, so shchit is a matter? Or no? If it is considered alive, so then it's not the same. Shchit is a matter. But shchit is a matter in the high. Schrittfrei. Pshat is, as since there is halacha of Shritte, Shritte is matter of Achille. So, vis-a-vis the Yisra of Irna Chai, it's considered already in Ohio. True, Hamifach is as a unique Ohio of Israel. But in Gabi, the Yisra of Irna Chai, once it's Shritte, took place, so it's not considered Chai. Not, it is Chai. But it doesn't involve the Yisra of Irna Chai. It is Chai. The leg is gone off. There's a definition of Eilam Lach. An Eilam that was cut off from the Behemoth while the Behemoth was living. No, because of the Hevashite. So vis-a-vis the Yisra of Eilam Lach, it's not considered Chai. It's not considered Chai. Now, in the Gemara Daf of Chofalet, in Chum, don't take the time to go with my time. But in the Gemara Daf of Chofalet in Chum, there is a machlekes between Rabbeichen and Rechesel. The machlekes between Rabbeichen and Rechesel. Suppose someone is sheikhet in the him. Israel, if he shechet, he shechet the chazar. Of course not. So,